USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel and Hamas continued aerial bombardments into Monday morning as fighting entered a second week with no peace in sight. The worst violence in the region since 2014 has resulted in the deaths of 197 people in Gaza, ruled by Hamas, and 10 in Israel. According to a recent Harris poll, a concerning number of vaccine-hesitant people who list side effects as a top concern falsely believe the vaccine causes death, DNA alteration, infertility, or birth defects. Jurors in the murder trial of real estate mogul Robert Durst will return to a Los Angeles courtroom on Monday for the first time in more than a year. The high-profile case was halted for 14 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. Judge Mark Windham plans to question the panel of 23 jurors, including 11 alternates, in Los Angeles County Superior Court on Monday about whether they can continue the case. USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grad Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Climbing Mount Everest has once again been stopped because of the coronavirus. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An entire expedition to climb Mount Everest had to be called off after several members of the climbing party were infected with COVID-19. Austrian expedition company Furttenbach Adventures says the number of infections among the 51-person party at base camp spread rapidly and that it would be irresponsible to continue the climb. Nepal only recently began allowing climbers back onto the mountain, issuing permits again in April after canceling the climbing season last year because of the pandemic.
Mount Everest is Earth's highest mountain above sea level. It's located in the Himalayas. Actor Ricky Schroeder, former Silver Spoons and NYPD Blue personality, recently confronted a Costco employee about having to wear a mask in the store. Ricky told the employee, "Nationwide Costco has said you don't need to wear masks," end quote. According to Costco CEO Craig Jelinek, no masks are only at locations where the state or local jurisdiction does not have the mask mandate. California continues to demand Californians wear masks. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Groups representing LGBTQIA members of law enforcement will be banned from participating in New York City Pride events, including the annual march held each June, organizers announced Saturday. Heritage of Pride, which organizes the annual event, says their presence would be a threat.
Well, it's definitely not an inclusive message, and, you know, when you try and dissect that message, you know, when you talk about law enforcement, you know, does this just mean the Gay Officers Action League? Because my understanding is that the NYPD is still going to need to be there present to police the event. What about the 5 elected district attorneys in the city of New York? You know, they're law enforcement. So have they been, you know, uninvited to, you know, has the FBI, has, you know, where, and if this starts here, where does it end? You know, who's next, you know, on the chopping block?
Brian Downey, president of the Gay Officers Action League on Fox News, says the decision to placate some of the activists in our community is shameful. China's space agency gave the ruling Communist Party's 100th birthday an extraordinary gift, a rover on Mars. Zhurong is a rover named after the god of fire in ancient Chinese folklore. Chinese officials said it not only demonstrated the country's growing capabilities in space, but also served as a timely reminder of how far the country has come since its founding. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.